You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. This is Flashback with Alec Christensen.
Hey everyone, I'm Alec Christensen, and this is Flashback. For the first time in 14 episodes, I'm alone in the studio, and it is really weird. Usually I have co-hosts such as Kareem and Isaiah in here with me, but today I'm all alone, and it's not because they flaked me, I just kind of forgot to tell them there was a show this week. Fear not though, because in a little while I'll be calling up my good friend Cisco Aragon, who is a radio DJ in Tacoma, Washington, my hometown. He hosts a show called Rock On with Cisco Aragon on Loot Air Student Radio, which is an internet radio station from Pacific Lutheran University. And it's a great show. I've been on it a number of times, more than I can count probably. And every time I'm on, I have an absolute blast. We're going to be talking to him about his show and a lot of great music. And he actually has turned me on to a lot of great music on his show. And him and I are going to go head-to-head kind of in a little bit of a showdown of 2018 favorites. We've each got three songs we'll be playing, and we'll be playing them back to back, so you can be the judge, see who maybe had a better grasp on the music of 2018 and who chose better songs, or just had a better understanding. Or don't judge, just enjoy the music. That's what I'm gonna do. Before that though, we're gonna be talking to Astro Color, a band out of Victoria, BC. They're an electronic group, they make some great music, and they've had an awesome year. They started the year by releasing an album called Astro Color 3, which is out everywhere, so check it out. They're working on a music video right now for a song called The Runaway, which they did with Righteous Rainbows of Togetherness. And they also have a show in Vancouver in January, so that's something to look forward to if you're local. Otherwise, though, I think it's a pretty chill episode. We're going to have great company and great music. There's a lot to look forward to. Hope you're doing well, and I'm glad you tuned in to Flashback.
What's up? How's it going? Be a real cheap bum. She is so dreamy. Like she got features on Fellini. Deadpan, unimpressed. Archimedes, palimpsest. Just hanging out. Or Julian Casablancas.
She is an epiphany of a relay. Just a day opens my day. Like she always grew. Affinity, M-A-F-A, in all the ways, she's a breakthrough.
Under the sun, there's nothing new, but she keeps it one on, right in the shade, she's a breakthrough.
Her line is Pablo, but her color's five, so what about it? Just to review, she will a breakthrough. Nobody stops her, no one can lock her down.
She is an epiphany of a relay. Just a day opens my day like she always knew.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Flashback. We just listened to The Runaway by Astro Color and Righteous Rainbow of Togetherness. And via FaceTime, I have Neil Cook-Dallin from Astro Color with me. How's it going?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Can you maybe, just to get started, give us and the listeners an insight into Astro Color's origins and history and how you guys kind of came together and got started?
Sure. Well, it actually started out as a recording venture. I run a recording studio in Victoria, and the boys from Astro Color, basically the rest of them, they are a five-piece band called Weird Party, which is kind of like a live funk dance band. And they had approached me and my partner Thomas in Righteous Rainbows at my studio to record their first album, and we did a bunch of extra work like synthesizers and vocoders and stuff like that, added electronics to it. That album, Weird Party's Mellowfunk, went on to be nominated for Best Instrumental at the Western Canadian Music Awards, and so it was kind of the beginning of a good relationship there. They went off and got some options with record label Last Gang, and came back to us. And eventually what happened was I had the boys down in the studio just because I had this idea of using them as the backing band rather than using like the same old tired funk and soul samples to make some original electronic music. And what started out as a weekend of just having some fun down at the studio turned into full album endeavor, and then eventually they just said, hey, do you want to join the band and run the electronics and be the front man? And so that's where we are today.
Awesome. That's so cool. Then can you maybe also talk about, so I think electronic music is a really big umbrella, so like labeling you guys as an electronic band is still really nebulous. We just listened to a song by you guys, but could you maybe in your own words describe the kind of music you make and like how put it into some terminology?
Sure. Well, most of the Astro Color music, the way that it works is we put everybody in the same room in the studio at the same time. So the guys all jam their respective instruments. I play synthesizers and drum machines, things like that. And what we do is we tend to just lay down all sorts of improv for, you know, several hours. And then we'll go back and revisit what we've recorded and we'll pick out the golden moments. And then I'll remix those back together to form brand new arrangements kind of out of the best parts. So in a sense, it's kind of like we're sampling ourselves.
That's cool.
And then we might build upon that with even more layers of synthesizers and drum machines, or come up with some vocal ideas or invite some guest vocalists down. But it all stems from these live improv jams that we then mine for content and rearrange.
That's cool. So like of your like latest album, Astro Color 3, how many hours of like just jam sessions do you think were recorded in making that?
Well, all three of the first EPs, 1, 2, and 3, all came from the original session. And that was, I want to say in total, we probably had about 6 or 7 hours of recordings.
Okay.
You know, we probably had about 13 or 14 different ideas, and each of them we would have jammed on for 30 minutes each or something like that. And so we kind of picked and chose from there.
Sure. So like looking at that songwriting process, like obviously, like you said, it comes from like jamming and just finding the like the good bits from it. But how do you like start? Because like your songs don't all sound the same. They're like quite different from each other. So like, will it be just a like a rhythmic idea that sounds cool, or will you have like a theme in mind, or is it just kind of where like more organic?
Quite often it just starts with finding the first fundamental kind of nice loop, and that might be the entire band together, or it might just be one member of the band having, you know, an excellent lick. Sometimes it's almost just a mistake. It's just some weird sounds in the background. And then generally that will speak to me and to the rest of us about, you know, what type of a beat or what type of a vibe we want to lay underneath it. And then, so we're not really married to genre. We just kind of let that process determine how the song develops and how we build it out.
Cool. Okay. Then I kind of want to transition a little bit. So looking back at 2018, you guys have had like a pretty big year. You've done a lot. I said earlier, you guys released another EP, your third one. And then you're also working on a music video right now.
Yeah, I just finished up a music video. I went down and did a DJ set solo in Las Vegas after it was an after party for Life is Beautiful Festival. And it just seemed like a good opportunity to use the backdrop of Las Vegas and the desert and whatnot. So we connected with a videographer down there named Cody Morrell, and just worked out to be a really great working combination. I didn't get up to any no good in Vegas. We were working the whole time we were there.
That's fun. What were some other like big highlights from this year for you guys?
Oh, well, I played a Astrocolor and Righteous Rainbow's DJ set on top of one of the tallest art car on the playa at Burning Man while the man burned. That was super fun.
That's cool.
Surrounded by friends and just, yeah, right in the middle of the madness. We actually had a really great show right here in Victoria. It was our first town in a long time. That one went off great. Got to play a bunch of festivals this summer, so hard to pick a single thing. But
just a busy time.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so I'm gonna throw a song on, and then we'll talk some more. But do you have a preference of what we play from you guys?
Oh, geez. Well. If you're going to play, I'd say play Push Too Hard.
Okay.
That's one we did with our friends in Foxglove, and local radio here in Victoria has been giving it lots of love, and we get lots of great feedback about it. So I'd love to hear what people think about it and across the sea there in Vancouver.
Awesome. Let's listen to Push Too Hard by Astrocolor. Alright, that was Push Too Hard by Astrocolor. You're listening to Flashback on CITR. I'm Alec Christensen, and I am joined by Neil Cook Dallin from Astrocolor. We just talked about kind of your year and some highlights, but now I want to transition and look at the future. So obviously there's a music video in the works that you just wrapped up, but what else is coming from you guys?
Right, okay, yeah, the music video was for The Runaway. That one just came out. We've got another single that's kind of similar, more in that electronic vein. But we're sitting on a pile of more kind of like groovy, down-tempo-y kind of tracks right now that I'm expecting will release sometime in the next few months. A little bit of a change of direction, still all the core Astrocolor stuff, but a little bit more smooth, a little bit more laid-back grooves, that kind of thing. We're sitting on a pile of new material, and we're just kind of like chewing away right now on those new arrangements. So there'll be a bunch more of that kind of stuff coming down the pipe. And then it'll, you know, by the time we get through that, we'll be back into early summer and all the festival seasons and stuff. We'll be back on the road.
Back at it. Okay, and then I always ask every guest to give a shout out or a call out. So do you have one you'd like to give?
A shout out that I would like to give. I've got shout outs for everybody that I'd like to give. I'd love to give a shout out to our buddy Tyler Rowe. He came down here and just laid down some wicked MCing a little while ago, and that turned into the track Smell of Acid, and that's another one that's just given us great traction. And it's a funny story. He's actually just the bartender at my local. And over a conversation, I found out that he was an MC. Once I got him down here, I discovered he's one of the best MCs I've ever heard. So there's the shout out for Mr. Tyler Rowe.
Awesome. Shout out to Tyler. And then maybe not a song by Astrocolor, but what's a song that is like the most, like not personal, just most influential, or just something that is like your go-to and something we can play out to?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Could just be something you like throw on when like the silence is too awkward in the car and you have the aux, or.
Oh yeah, man. This is a pretty down tempo one, and it's a while ago, but one of my all time favorites, DJ Crush from Japan. He's got an album from about 20 years ago with a famous jazz trumpet player named Toshinori Kondo.
Okay.
And the song Mugetsu. Unbelievable. All
right. Let's go to Mugetsu then. Neil, thanks so much for calling in. Great talking to you. Everyone can keep up with Astrocolor on all streaming services and Instagram. Do you guys have Twitter?
I don't think that we're on Twitter, but definitely Instagram. Facebook. And we got all posted to YouTube, so if that's the way you find music, find it there. We're on Spotify, too.
Awesome. All right, thanks so much for calling in.
Okay, thanks for having me.
We'll talk later. Bye.
So you're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts in Kitsilano and around UBC at
On the Fringe Hair Design, Rufus Guitar Shop, Stormcrow Ale House, The Bike Kitchen, UBC Bookstore, Australia Boot Company, and so many more.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca. This is Flashback with Alec Christensen.
Hey folks, welcome back to Flashback. I just got off the phone with Astro Color, And now, replacing Neil is my good friend Cisco Aragon. How's it going, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here. I am doing pretty well. Hey, good. Welcome back to Flashback with Ali Christensen, short for Alexander.
Butchered my name in the first minute of your appearance. That's what I get for not having you on until now.
Yeah, exactly. So I know this kid because, well, we went to school together, high school in particular. We did band, and that was okay. We played, like, marching bells for, like, two-ish years, and then...
We were really good at it, too.
Yeah, yeah. And then I went off to college, and I'm currently a senior at Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma, Washington, and I did radio over there, and I still do it today. But this guy just, like, came onto my show a couple of times. More than a couple, for sure. It just feels like, you know, you've only been on that show, what, like, a handful of times? But no, I think you've been on there probably past 10 times. We're in the double digits now, dude.
Yeah. And, like, I think I've also just been on semi-infrequently over, like, a long period.
You were definitely a prominent figure in seasons 1 and 3. Before you left.
What was season 3? When was that? Was that summer? I mean,
that was, like, in the summer, dude. Like, those handful of times, and then just, like, in the time in between then, when you were at school with your terms and whatnot, you don't have semesters?
We don't have semesters, no. Can you maybe talk a little bit about what Rock On is and, like, what you do each week? I kind of alluded to it in the opening, but I feel like you should put it in your own words what your show is.
Sure, yeah. So my show is Rock On with Cisco Aragon, and I mostly play rock. Yeah, yeah. It rhymes. It's a good show. But yeah, I just mostly play rock or anything from within the crossroads or, like, jazz, blues, R&B. Lately, I've been just playing more indie rock or folk, and particularly from groups that are, like, Spanish-speaking, so, like, from Spanish-speaking countries. Like, there's a period in September where I was just playing only songs from groups in Argentina or Chile. It was actually a fun time, but every episode, you're just going to have a great and fantastic time with your good pal, Cisco.
And sometimes Alec. And sometimes Alec's friends.
Hank. Noah this couple of times.
I think so. Lucas has been on my show once.
He's been on my show, like, 2 or 3 times.
Him and I are going to start a podcast. We decided this kind of recently. We, like, totally said on your show last time we were going to do a podcast, and we finally figured out what we want it to be about.
Well, is it still called Lucas versus Alec?
No. Well, I don't know. We'll talk more about it later.
All right.
So what you're going to do while you're here, what we're going to do, that is have the first ever Flashback Showdown. So we've each picked 3 songs from 2018 that we love, and we're going to play them both, or we're going to take turns playing them. So you're up first. You've got a song by Charlotte Cardin, and can you maybe introduce it?
Charlotte Cardin, she's from Quebec, I believe, if my facts are correct. Yeah, and I mean, I also do play, like, anything in other languages as well. There was, on my show in particular, there was a week where I played just, like, French-speaking songs, and that was kind of inspired from Alex, so I just really wanted to branch out into Canada's French-speaking community, because, like, that's your second official language or whatever, or de facto language, pardon my French.
Nice.
Yep. All yeah, right. Coming from the horse's mouth here.
All right, this is Double Shifts by Charlotte Cardin, Cisco's first pick.
I've been working double shifts while you've been playing, and I wanna say how much I like you, but I'm convinced I convinced myself not to. Been working double shifts while you've been up to. So tell me how to tell you now that I wouldn't mind, wouldn't mind, wouldn't mind.
said I come on, baby, it's coming. But I've been working double shifts to get your loving. Well, I noticed that you noticed me. I've been a good girl just for you, baby. Been working double shifts, it's you who made me. So tell me when to tell you again that I wouldn't mind if you call me up sometime. I wouldn't mind. You know I'm cute, I'm kind, and I'm willing. Call me up and you'll see what you're missing. If you call me up sometime, got a feeling inside. Since I'm working double shifts, double rounds, double time. Maybe I forgot to mention, I've been working nights for your attention, yeah. Attention, I need your attention.
Right, that was Double Shifts by Charlotte Cardin. That was Cisco's first song, best of 2018. So you picked it because it was Canadian and you wanted to like pay respect to Canada's most famous radio DJ besides Nardwar. And but why else did you choose to play that song?
Well, I liked it because in particular, you can call me pretty basic, but I just choose stuff for my playlist, and in particular, this show is no exception. Based off of, like, how it sounds and that sort of thing. Charlotte Cardin, I mean, she just says, like, she wants to make it and stuff. And, you know, she has, like, dreams. She has aspirations. And for me right now, being, like, a college kid, I've got the same thing. So I, like, vibe with that.
Sure.
That sort of thing.
That's a good reasoning. All right, let's move on. I've got a song to play now. This is by a friend of the show, actually, Tovi, out of Red Deer, Alberta. She was on a couple episodes ago, and she actually played the song live in the studio, which was an absolute blessing.
Ooh, it's that called... was a good episode.
Did you listen to it?
I did listen to that one.
Oh my God, you're a saint. This is called 89 San Francisco. It's a great song and one of the best of this year. Let's check it out.
Spotlight, swaying guitar light.
Alright, that was Tovi with 89 San Francisco, one of my favorite songs of 2018, and my first choice in my showdown with Cisco Aragon, who is talking to me via FaceTime right now. What'd you think of that song? Could you hear it?
I could not hear
it. Okay, fair enough.
Unfortunately.
Fair enough.
But I've got my next song as well, Jessie Reyes with Sola.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Canadian-Colombian, and I thought, like, you know, me as a Spanish speaker, I should also include something in Espanol.
Of course, yeah.
So, yeah.
Great. Quick story about Jessie Reyes. I, on the very first episode of Flashback, it was coming out right before the Juno Awards, which is like the Canadian Grammys. And she was nominated for Best New Artist, and we played all the Best New Artists, and, like, we're trying to pick who our favorite was, and she was the one we chose, and she won. So, proof that I was meant to be a Canadian music insider.
Dude, you are kicking it right now. Right? You're like, dude, you're going strong here, man.
I'm trying.
I also found Jessie Reyes, because she's, like, a pretty happening artist. Like,
she's happening. I didn't realize that until after she won, and I was like, oh, I know songs by her.
I know. Yeah. I was reading articles and just, like, inspiration for this playlist that I had made, and her name came up, and I was like, hey, I should totally check her out. And hence, we're here.
All right, let's check it out. This is Sola by Jessie Reyes.
Te conviene no decirme que me quieres. Prefiero que te alejes, prefiero que me dejes sola. Te conviene no andar firmando papeles, ni subir los decibeles cuando estoy cerca de ti. Yo no soy el tipo de mujer con quien tu mamá te quiere ver. Me hacen falta tantas cosas y me fallan tantas otras. Nunca te podría complacer. Ellas son fieles, ellas son santas, ellas son buenas, perdonan, calladas.
hacen escenas, no piden nada. Yo no te podría complacer. No soy ese tipo de mujer. Si no sirvo estando atada, soy un águila volando sola. Necesito desvestirme tu perfume, este aroma me consume. No te quiero confundir. Yo no soy el tipo de mujer con quien tu mamá te quiere ver. Me hacen falta tantas cosas y me fallan tantas otras. Nunca te podría complacer. Ellas son fieles, ellas son santas, ellas son buenas, perdonan calladas. No hacen escenas, no piden nada. Yo no te podría complacer. Ese tipo de mujer. Ellas son fieles, ellas son santas, ellas son buenas, perdonan calladas. No hacen escenas, no piden.
That was Jessie Reyez with Solo. That was Cisco's second pick of 2018 music. We're going to keep things rolling. We are running short on time. So my next one is by a Vancouver band called Club Sofa. I mentioned this on the last episode, but I got to write a review of their debut album in Discorder in the November issue. So check that out. It's a great album. And this is one of my favorite songs off of that. It's called No Frills. That was Club Sofa, my favorite local band, with No Frills. Cisco, you got one more song. What is it?
Yeah, so I've got this song, Party All the Time by the Elwins. They're actually my favorite Canadian group ever from Ontario, Toronto. Mm-hmm.
Like, correct.
What a bunch of groovy dudes.
All right. So, what song is it?
This is Party All the Time.
Okay, let's check it out.
Hello, welcome back to Flashback with Alec Christensen and Sisqa Aragon. So that was Party All the Time by the Elwins. That was my third choice for top songs of 2018.
Yeah, and I've got one more. My last choice is Space Cowboy by Kacey Musgraves. Saw her in July, and she is wicked talented, and this is an incredible song by her. Let's check it out. And then we're going to go to commercial right after.
You can have your space, cowboy. Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is the big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. This is Flashback with Alec Christensen.
Thank you.
All right, we're back. Hey, folks. Alec Christensen here. Welcome back to Flashback, or if you're just tuning in, welcome and thanks. I've got Cisco Aragon, the host of Rock On with Cisco Aragon, on FaceTime right now, and a good friend of the show, I should add, and I'm a good friend of his show, I hope.
Yeah, of course you're a good friend of my show, Rock On with Cisco Aragon, on Laser Radio, L-A-S-R.
Saturdays at, is it still Saturdays at noon?
Yeah, it's still Saturdays at noon.
Awesome. Yeah, so if you're driving in Tacoma and you have data or you have Wi-Fi anywhere around the world on a Saturday at noon, tune in and you can listen to this guy talking about awesome music.
Yeah, you can also hear us at plu.edu/LASR as well to hear us on your phone, like on a computer. We're internet radio as well. So
I was going to plug that earlier, but I didn't want to mess up the URL in front of everyone.
No, it's all right. I mean, I plugged in your show on my last episode.
You did.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so we're going to go and actually play some songs from the year 1988.
Yeah.
And so why 1988? So we're not at the exact year that I was hoping we could do it, but I like to follow trends like that are stuff within like the last 30 years. 30 years just sounds like a good time frame for me, just to see like what's different now, what's different then, and also just reflect back. And it's a little personal to me because my mom in particular, both of my parents are from the Mexico, but I know more about my mom's story coming to the US. She came here in 1989, but it's not 2019 yet, so we're gonna go with 1988. That's the closest thing. Also, it's 30 years ago. That's why 1988.
Awesome. All right, so we're going to start with, as always, with the number one song this week in 1988. And Cisco, do you know what song it was?
So it was Bon Jovi's Bad Medicine, correct?
Correct. All right, let's check it out. Are you familiar with the song, actually, I should say?
Well, I do know that in particular, there's like the show in Canada. It's pretty big. I think you know about it. It's called Degrassi, The Next Generation. They just named an episode after this song. It's also a staple of the band, I think.
Yeah, it is. So. All right, let's listen to it. Yeah, okay, I think I've had enough of this one. Let's move on. Okay, yeah, so how do you feel about Bad Medicine? I really don't love it, hence me cutting it off.
I mean, Bad Medicine, to me, I think it just feels like one of those stereotypical 80s songs that people would just overplay, and I have no connection with it whatsoever.
Yeah, that's fair. 88's a weird year. When I was, like, finding music for this playlist, and, like, you helped, and, like, one of the songs you showed me, Kokomo, which we'll listen to in a bit, was like, oh, I didn't know that came out that year. But for the most part, these are all, like, songs, like, I avoided. Like, even though Bad Medicine was a number one song, like, I don't know it that well, you know?
Yeah, like, I just don't have enough good memories associated with this song.
Exactly.
I don't hear it often enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Kokomo, yeah, that's a good song.
Yeah.
I can get down to that. I'm familiar with that, but nah.
All right, well, before we listen to Kokomo, we have to listen to some Canadian music. Neil Young released an album in 88 called This Note's For You, and we're going to listen to his song Coup de vie. Okay, that was Coup de Vie by Neil Young, part of our 1988 exploration with me and Cisco Aragon, who's my guest this week.
Hello.
Cisco, so, what's the next song?
So the next song that we got up is actually a cover of the song The Locomotion. See, the original version was written in 1962 by Jerry Goffin and Carole King, but this is a redo, or just a re-release or a cover, by Kylie Minogue, British-Australian singer. And fun fact about...
Bozzies.
They call them the Bozzies?
No, I don't know. I just made that up. That was stupid.
No, it's all right. But a fun fact about this song is that it was released in Australia in 1987, but it counts as 1988 because when it released in the UK the next year, it was number 2 on the singles chart. So, I mean, it's pretty important. All right. And it's pretty cool to listen to.
Let's listen to it. I have not heard this version of Locomotion, so I'm excited. Let's do it.
Welcome back. So, you were listening to Kylie Minogue with The Locomotion. So, Alec, how did you feel about that last
song? That was rough. I like the original song. I think it's super fun. And, like, I think I played it in band, so it's, like, also nostalgic, like, in middle school. But that was pointless.
It's kind of like how, you know, with Star Trek, you got all these, like, spin-off series. You got Voyager, you got The Next Generation. It's kind of like Voyager, you know? It just didn't have to happen.
Yeah, is that the newest one?
No, that's the one that came out in, like, the late 90s.
Oh, what's the new one?
But it still didn't... I think the newest one is, like, Discovery.
That's right, that's right, that's right.
So, yeah, yeah. But here we go. We're going to listen to our next song, The Beach Boys with Kokomo. And a fun fact about this song is that... the Kokomo in, like, that's mentioned in the song is fictional. You know, it's described as a place off the Florida Keys, and really, there's no such thing as, like, a Kokomo off the Florida Keys. There's only a Kokomo in the states of Indiana, Arkansas, and in Hawaii.
I didn't know that.
Right?
All right, let's listen to the song, and then after, we're going to go to commercial, and then we'll wrap up.
Come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca. This is Flashback with Alec Christensen.
All right. Hey, welcome back to Flashback. We're about to wrap up. Cisco, how are you feeling?
Hey, Alec. I'm doing pretty good over here after listening to Kokomo. Great song, by the way.
It is a fantastic song. Before we go, I always give every guest an opportunity to give a shout-out or a call-out. Do you have any you would want to give?
Yeah, I would like to give a shout-out to the following people. So, number one, I'd like to give a shout-out to Sam Hall, who is currently studying away in Florence, Italy. Hi, Sam. Second, to DJ Pham from Loot Air Student Radio, who is also studying away in China currently. Third, DJ Mon from Laser. Hi, Monica. And finally, I'd like to give a shout-out to DJ Leah, who does her own show called Shroom Tunes on Freeform Portland. Go check her out. She does her show every other Sunday, 8 to 10 a.m. So go listen to her this Sunday. She'll be on.
Awesome. All right, Cisco, thanks so much for coming on the show. We'll see you later. Otherwise, everyone else, thanks for listening to Flashback. We'll be back in December with a holiday special. And in the meantime, stay tuned in to CITR. See you later.